Hello, Twitter. It's me, your galactic overlord, ha ha ha, Elon. Welcome to Twitter Spaces, an amazing feature of this great platform currently being used around the world by literally tens of people. I'd like now to welcome my special guest, the fearless leader of the Don't Say Gay State, Governor Ronald McDonald DeSantis.
Thank you, Elon. It's a pleasure being here on Twitter Spaces, whatever the heck this is. And I absolutely love that you added a little zing to my introduction.
Yes, yes. Zing. It's an old trick I learned from Trump. It's always good to interject a little humor when someone is as universally despised, reviled, and hated as you are.
Yikes! Is it really that bad?
Worse.
Well, color me shocked.
Picking Mickey Mouse as your hill to die on? Not your best moment, bro?
Come on, man. Disney brought that on themselves for having the gall to treat the queers like normal people. It's downright un-American.
Still a bitch move, dude. Total bitch move.
I do wish I could take that one back.
Yeah, well, Tinkerbell's out of the bottle now, my man, so suck it up. You blew it. Next topic. The vast majority of Americans think that a Republican can't win in 24 if Gen Z is motivated. And by all accounts, there is a massive fire lit under their big collective ass. Your thoughts?
First off, 18-year-olds are too young to be taken seriously, and we need to change the voting age immediately.
Preach.
When I was 18, I was parking at Lookout Point and trying to get to first base with Mary Lou Jenkins.
What was your go-to method to score, if I may ask?
Well, I would deliberately mispronounce the names of certain Mexican foods, you know, like fajitas. And if they didn't correct me, I would forcibly kiss them on the mouth.
What if they did correct you?
I would also forcibly kiss them on the mouth and then drive them to within a quarter mile of their house and make them walk the rest of the way home.
So this was to teach them a lesson, to not correct you, is that right?
Well, yes, that, and to be honest, just to have a little fun too.
Oh yes, sadism, a great quality to have in a potential president.
It worked for Trump.